For those of us obsessed with spanking, finding an understanding partner can be very challenging. Stephen recalls how he met his perfect woman in Neve while they were both at university. He writes, "By the time I was 18, having been brought up with frequent spankings from my mother, I was a confirmed fetishist. Now I was at university and had the space and discretion to indulge these thoughts to the full. I also had a girlfriend, an Irish girl a year older than myself and in her second year. Neve had long black hair, sparkling brown eyes and breasts to die for. And yes, we had sex, plenty of it, but all of what you might call the vanilla variety. I didn't dare confide my fixation with corporal punishment for fear of being thought a weirdo, or worse. That all changed one day when Neve came over to the bedsit where I lived. I was making us both something to eat on the small two-ring Belling electric cooker that sat on top of the fridge, ironically, when I heard my girlfriend make a kind of surprised sound and then the question, 'What's this?' I turned around and to my shock and shame, I saw that Neve was lying on my bed and holding the spanking magazine I had omitted to put away securely prior to her visit. It was an issue of Janus, and had many, many pictures of girls with very red bottoms, being smacked, belted, slippered and caned. My mouth went dry and I didn't know where to look. 'Stephen? I asked you a question? I just didn't know what to do with myself. I turned off the cooker and sat down on the edge of the bed, my back turned towards my girlfriend. I could feel embarrassment and shame welling around my neck in a huge red tide, but still I didn't speak. Neve got up, put the magazine down and came to sit by me. I still couldn't look her in the eye, I stared into space somewhere out of the window. Her mouth now very close to my right ear, she almost whispered, "Don't you shut down on me. Tell me. Is this what you like?" She brandished the magazine again. I saw that I had run out of road, so I merely nodded, a picture of shame. "Why didn't you tell me?" "I couldn't. I thought you'd be upset." My voice trailed off and any moment I expected a barrage of abuse, followed by Neve walking out of the door and out of my life forever. But to my astonishment, the next thing I heard was a throaty, amused chuckle. "Do you think I haven't smacked boys' bottoms before, Stephen?" I turned to her now and finally looked her in the eyes. They were kind and understanding. "You know I've got two younger brothers, right? I've lost count of the number of times I've taken their pants down and put them over my knee for a smacked bum. I used to use my father's slipper on them and my, how they used to cry." For the next few minutes, Neve regaled me with several tales of her brother's misbehavior and how, left in charge, she disciplined them firmly and fairly. With a renewed sense of panic, I felt a hardening in my pants as she went through each story in a detailed, clinical manner, with the faint hint of amusement ever present in her voice. Finally, she was silent, and we sort of sat in the moment for a little while. Then she turned to me, again her voice almost a whisper, and she said, "So what do you think should happen to this naughty boy?" I fumbled to get the reply out but finally said, "He should get a smacked bottom." Neve nodded, "I think so too. Stand up, young man." I obeyed and she gently steered me round to stand at her right side. Then she began taking down my trousers and pants like a little boy. She looked around the room. "Well, we don't seem to have a slipper for this bad boy's bottom, so you'll have to make do with my hand. Don't think it will be easy, though, I can make big boys cry with my hand all right." Gently, she bent me over her knee until my bare bottom was sticking out and my face was in the quilt of my bed. Without warning, Neve pulled back her arm and delivered the most almighty slap to my ass, far harder than my mother had ever spanked me, and it stung like a squadron of wasps. Before too many more slaps had been delivered, to my amazement I began to cry. I'm not sure whether it was the release of having my secret vice discovered, a result of the very real pain or a combination of both. The crying didn't stop my spanker, though. She continued to make me warm and sore for a further few minutes. Then she scooped me up from her lap and put my face in her bosom, where I continued to weep for a few minutes more. Finally, Neve found a tissue. "Come on, dry those eyes. Was that all right?" I nodded, a pathetic watery smile now on my face. So who was it who used to smack your bottom? Was it mummy? I blushed again at her use of the babyish name for my mam, but nodded mutely. How old were you when you first got it? I don't really remember. About 4 or 5, I think. Over her knee, pants down, like I just did you? I nodded. What did she use? Mam just used her hand, like you did. Despite my embarrassment, my now free penis was pointing at the ceiling. Neve looked down at my genitals for a moment, then took off her sweater and freed her breasts from their bra. Come to bed, she whispered. I want to hear all about what happened when you were a naughty little boy. As she finished disrobing, I chucked my own clothes off and the half-cooked meal went unheeded as we made love. We fucked very slowly and sensuously as I remembered and recounted transgressions and punishments from my childhood. Her vagina was slick and comforting and my penis had never felt so fat and hard. Halfway through we had a break and Neve leafed through the magazine, making me talk about each picture and what I liked about it. Eventually, I got back between her legs and after a few more strokes, we both experienced the most thundering climax.
That was the first of so many spankings I got from Neve, and for the first time in my life I felt okay about my fetish.
A few weeks later she made me take her to a shoe shop and we picked out a pair of slippers. They're not for wearing, they're for smacking his bottom with, Neve coquettishly told the shop girl, who blushed a bit at the joke, though not half as much as I did. A few months later, Neve made me send away for a cane, which she used on me frequently. It was rare for me to be sitting on an unmarked, comfortable bottom in the months which followed. I honestly think we might have gone on to marry, but in the early part of her third and final year, Neve's mother became seriously ill and she put her degree on hold to go back to Ireland and look after the family. We kept in touch for a while by letter, no internet in those days, but of course they padded out as Neve spent more and more time on domestic duties. I still wonder where she is now. Perhaps she's even reading this. Even now, she is the only woman I have ever really fully come out to about my fetish, and the sweet memories of those times over Neve's knee, or bending over a chair for her to cane my upturned bottom, will be with me until the end of my days.